This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The tip is won by the Toppers, as it'll be Dylan McCamick getting the ball. He'll give it over to Nick Andre. Andre will swing the ball on a dribble behind his back, lost control, but there to come up with it was McCamick. He'll give it back to Andre, who will bring the offense up and set it over on the wing, tosses it over the head of the intended receiver for turnover number one. And now with a stoppage of play, the starters will now be adjusted to reflect the normal starting five, as Jace Teakin will come into the game. Drake Vogel will come into the game. McCamick will remain in the game. And the Purple Panthers' Corsell will take the ball over on the wing. Now he'll get it in the baseline. He'll try to drive baseline, tries to shovel it off, and it's going to be intercepted and taken away by the Hilltoppers. And at the other end, Drake Vogel leads the way, got the diagonal pass, got the first 2 points of the game. Drake Vogel. Back to Litchfield it goes, over on the wing. It'll be Bishop. Bishop picks up his dribble, swings it over to Niehaus. He'll drive the baseline. Ball is pinned on the backboard, and that was Brock Belliver with the outstanding block there, as the Hilltoppers will come back the other way. Long three-point attempts up, off the iron, no good. Bishop comes away with the rebound. Back the other way, go the Purple Panthers. Bishop going to fire from three. Little long, little strong, fighting for the rebound. They're going to say last touch by Niehaus, so it will be Toppers ball. 6:41 to go, first quarter, 2-0. Early lead to the Toppers. They'll have the ball. Drake Vogel bringing it down on the dribble. He'll set the offense up. He's got McCamick at the high post. They'll get the ball into him. Try to go inside as they forced it into Belliver. He couldn't handle it. Turnover number two on HHS. And so the Purple Panthers will bring the ball back, as it is Bishop with the ball. Bishop gives the ball off to Niehaus. He'll go down the right side of the lane. Kicks it out to Corso. 4-3. No good. Teakin comes away with the rebound. The 6'2 junior leads things down the floor. He'll give it off to Andre. Andre's going to run into the defender, and that was Niehaus. And Andre's going to get called for the foul. That'll be an offensive foul, so it'll go down as turnover number three. Andre thought his defender was not set, but the officials saw it otherwise. And Nick picks up personal foul number one. Bishop brings the ball down in the corner. He has Niehaus. He'll swing up to a high post. Give a screen for Bishop, who goes across from left to right. Up top it goes to Corso. He fumbled it, but then caught it. Spins into the lane. Lefty jumps up, and good. John Corso with a nice J from about 14 feet. Ties this one up 2-2. Teakin with the ball over on the wing. He'll go to Andre. Andre wants to drive. He has his shot blocked. As a good defensive play there by Blake McGill. He'll get the rebound, or get the loose ball off to the Purple Panthers. Now Bishop caught in the corner, trying to penetrate, cannot. Kicks it out to Corso. It'll go off to Boston. Back to Bishop for three. Will not go. Coming away with the rebound was Brock Belliver. He'll dish it off to Andre, and Andre will set the offense up. They'll go over on the wing, giving the ball off to Vogel. Now they'll swing it back to the other side to Teakin. Teakin between the circles, takes it over to the right side to Vogel. Vogel back up top to Andre. They'll try to force it inside. Not there. Turnover number four on Hillsboro here in the early going. We have only played 3 minutes. They have 2 points and four turnovers. Not a good combination to start today. Bishop's going to drive the lane. His shot's going to be blocked. Andre comes away with it off to Vogel. Vogel's going to stop and pop in 14. Overshot. Corso comes up with a rebound. 4-4-4. Showing on that first quarter clock, we're tied 2-2. Bishop will set the offense up as Niehaus cuts over to the right wing. They'll go to Boston High. He'll give off to Corso, who'll drive the left side of the lane. Off the glass, and it's good. John Corso with a nice power play on the left side of the lane. Put it off the glass for his fourth point. He has four. It's a 4-2 lead for Litchfield. Vogel with the ball. Can't figure out what he wants to do with it, so he'll swing it over to the other side to Teakin. Teakin looking inside, gets the ball to McCamick. Now back to the corner for three. Shots up, rattles around, won't go down. Purple Panthers come away with the rebound. Bishop going to set the offense up as we hit the halfway mark of quarter number one to Corso over on the left wing. They'll reverse it back to McGill on the other side. Now Corso cuts through. He'll get the ball on the baseline. He'll stop and pop. This one's a little long, a little strong. Coming up with the rebound was Belliver. He'll give it off to Vogel. Vogel into the corner to Tekin. Tekin's going to force the baseline. His shot's partially blocked. Niehaus got a piece of it. Boston comes away with it. Back come the Purple Panthers as they lead 4-2. Bishop thought about a three. Instead, he'll pass inside to Boston. Boston's shot is rejected, and it was slammed hard to the ground. The Toppers come away with the ball, and now as they go to the basket, going to be a foul called on the Purple Panthers as Andre forced the issue, and it's going to go against Brady Bishop, who didn't get out of the way in time. So Bishop's first foul will be a non-shooting foul, as now Matush, Gavin Matush, comes into the ball game for HHS. He'll have the ball up top. Now a long three is up, and it's good as Drake Vogel gets bottom of the net. And just like that, the Toppers have taken the lead 5-4. 3:10 to go, first quarter. Bishop picks up his dribble, tries to go inside to Corso. He'll spin to the basket, off the glass, and that's good. Corso's going to get his sixth point of the game. Outstanding assist goes to Bishop on that one. Makes it 6-5 in favor of the Purple Panthers. Inside they'll go, trying to get the ball into Matush. Now to Tekin, and the pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. It'll still be Hillsborough ball. Andre will re-enter the lineup as Tekin will have a rest. 6-5, Litchfield with the lead, Hillsborough with the ball. He'll inbound on the sideline, down at the far side, free throw line extended. It'll come into Andre. Andre will swing it back up top to Vogel. Vogel looking over the wing. Dylan Smail, just into the game, is on the left wing. Over on the right wing is Andre. Back up top, it'll go. Three-point shot up, and good as Drake Vogel gets bottom of the net for the second time in a row. 8-6 is the Hillsborough lead with 2-2-2 showing on the first quarter clock. Niehaus with a drive on a baseline. Got a good pass, couldn't get the shot to drop. Gets his own rebound, puts it back in. For Austin Niehaus, his first points of the game, ties this one up 8-8. Over in the corner, it is Belliver with the ball. He'll give it back up top to Vogel. Vogel now off to Smail. Smail wants to get the ball inside as he'll go to Matush. Matush spins, can't find anywhere to go, so he'll kick it back out front. Inside 2 minutes we go, quarter number one. Smail with the ball in the right quarter. He tries to pass it inside. It's deflected and stolen away. Five turnovers. Oh, Bishop took up the entire length of the floor. Then the little diagonal bounce pass found McGill wide open. And now Vogel comes back, and he's caught traveling with the ball. So with 1:42 to go here in the first quarter, Tekin comes back into the game. Belliver will have a seat. Litchfield has a 10-8 lead, and they'll have the ball with 102 seconds to go here in quarter number one. Bishop's going to walk it up as Tekin's going to pick him up as he crosses midcourt. Oh, down in the corner it goes, and it's deflected and stolen there by Vogel. He'll go ahead to Tekin. Tekin almost lost it. He flipped it back. It goes out of bounds off of Corso, so it will be Topper's ball. 1:30 to go for the first quarter. 10-8. Litchfield with the lead. Hillsborough with the ball. Inbounds, it'll come to Tekin. Off the glass and good. Jace Tekin with a nice move on the left side of the lane. Picked up that bounce pass, took it off the glass, put her down. We're tied 10-10. 1:15 to go, quarter number one. Bishop gives it off to Stewart. Stewart's going to stop and pop in the elbow. It was partially blocked. Tekin comes away with the rebound. Are the numbers there? Tekin says, yes, let's take it to Vogel. He's had the hot hand. This three-point shot will not go. However, coming up the rebound was Gavin Matush. And as Matush tried to put it back in, he was hacked in the act. McGill will pick up the foul. That will be his first, team second, to the free throw line to shoot two, Gavin Matush. He'll eye the first one, try the first one, and buy the first one. He'll get another one, see if he can make it just like the other one. That free throw has allowed Hillsborough to take a one-point lead. Make it two, as he is two for two, the charity stripe, the 6'2 sophomore, Gavin Matush. 12-10, Hillsborough with the lead, Litchfield with the ball. Stewart on the dribble, comes over here to the left wing, gives it inside to Corso. He'll go baseline. He goes up for the shot. Tekin's going to get him on the arm. And to the free throw line will go John Corso to shoot two. Well, I guess you'd have to say these two teams were both chomping at the bit, having to sit through the pregame festivities. Corso's free throw's up, and it's good. Give him 7 points on the night here already. We still have almost a minute to go in the first quarter. He'll eye the second one. He'll try the second one. He can't buy the second one. It comes off back iron. Smale comes up with a rebound. He'll hesitate. Now take it on a dribble to midcourt. He'll stop between the circles and give it off to Andre. Andre back to Vogel. Vogel will swing it back around to Tekin over on the left side. Tekin looking inside, trying to find Matush. Matush wanted to drive, but it's closed off. He'll back out on the dribble and give it back up top to Tekin. Tekin's going to go back over to Smale. Then he'll get the ball back. Tekin on the drive. It's not there. He says, take another three if you will. And you know what Greg Vogel will do. He'll get bottom of the net. Gives him three threes and a two in the first quarter. Makes it 15-11. Corso wanted a bounce pass inside. Instead, he'll go to Boston. Back up top, it'll go to McGill. McGill off of Stewart. Stewart fakes, jumps, shot from the free throw line. It won't go. Coming away, Vogel going to try a long three. This one does not go, but after one quarter play, it is Hillsboro 15, Litchfield 11. Back with the second quarter after these messages on WSMI. Megan Cordy, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker. What an exciting first quarter we have witnessed. On the one hand, John Corso had the hot hand for Litchfield, scoring 7 points on three twos and a free throw. But on the other hand, the Hillsboro Hilltoppers topped that as Drake Vogel came up with 11 points on three threes and a two. So Vogel's 11 points lead the way, and the Hillsboro Hilltoppers have a 15-11 lead as we head to second quarter action. It will be Litchfield's ball to start the second quarter. Stewart with the ball, takes it down on the dribble to the left side. He'll stop, he'll pop, he'll drain a three. As Blaine Stewart says, I want in on the action, as he gets bottom of the net. Shot that one right down here in front of us. Makes it a one-point game. Back the other way, Tekin with the ball to Vogel. Vogel's with a long pass, almost looked like a shot. Going up for the shot was Andre, and he came down hard as somebody caught him in midair. And I think he got had a meeting with that floor with the back of his head. He's standing with his hands on his knees right now, trying to regain his facilities. And the referee asked him, and he said, yeah, he said, I'm okay. They will call that foul on Niehaus. That will be his first. And now the referee is going to ask that he be taken out of the game because it was a head injury. Coach Vanzo is talking with the official as Andre's trying to tell him, hey, I'm okay. There's no problem. The foul went against Austin Niehaus. Now the trainer is going to take Andre back and check him out momentarily. He will be replaced by Dylan McCamick. They're going to say the foul occurred as he was coming down, not a shooting foul. So Smale will inbound the ball for the Toppers. He'll get the ball up top to Tekin. Tekin looking inside for Matush. He's covered up, so he'll go to Smale over on the left wing. Smale will come back up top. No, he'll go to Matush in the lane. He'll drive, stop, pop, and foul going to be called against Niehaus, and Austin is going to pick up his second foul here in a matter of just a few seconds. That will send Gavin Matush to the free throw line to shoot two. Anthony Boston is reporting in. I would imagine he will replace Niehaus, who will have a seat with those two fouls. Matush, first free throw's up. No good. Caught front iron, kicked back. He'll get another one. Indeed, Boston comes into the ball game. Niehaus will have a seat. Matush will get ready for the second free throw. He made two in a row, missed the last one. He'll eye this one. He'll try this one. He'll buy this one. 3 points on the night for Gavin Matush, and that's a 16-14 lead for the Toppers. They lead by two over the Purple Panthers. DeCorso thought about a three, thought twice, and said, why not? He drains that, his 10th point of the game, as he has a three to go along with three twos and a free throw. His 10 points have given Litchfield a 17-16 lead. 1 minute in to quarter number two. Smale on a dribble goes between his legs. Ooh, almost passed it right in the defender. Now he'll find Matush. Matush will give it back to him. Over to Tekin on the left wing. Tekin goes baseline, then wants to kick the ball out. as he'll give it off to McCammick. To Vogel for three. No good this time. Coming up with a rebound is Corso. Coming up with a reach-in foul is Gavin Matush. So Matush will pick up his first. That'll be team's third foul. Andre will now come back into the lineup as Smail will have a seat. So Nick, none the worse for wear, says he's ready to go. He passed inspection, whatever that might be. He's come back into the ballgame. Litchfield with a one-point lead and the ball. Screen for Bishop. Bishop had to go through his hands. He tries to kick it back inside. Ball's on the floor. And Hillsborough calls a timeout as Teakin had gained control of the ball, but Coach Vanzo wasn't sure, so he'll take a timeout. 6:27 to go till halftime. 17-16. Litchfield with the lead. It'll be Hillsborough ball when we come back on WSMI. Following the timeout, it will be Hillsborough ball as Teakin gives the ball off to Vogel. Vogel to Matush. Oh, he tried to walk through with an extra step. Didn't get away with it. Turnover number six on HHS. Litchfield has but two. They have a one-point lead at the 6:15 mark of quarter number two. Again, Bishop bringing the ball down. Litchfield in their purple uniforms with the white numerals, white and silver trim. Up top, it'll go to McGill. He thought about a three. Instead, he says, well, let's wait. Gives it to Corso. He'll go down the lane. His shot's going to be deflected and goes out of bounds. Good defense there by Dylan McCammick, 6'1 senior. Corso will trigger it in underneath his own basket. He's got Stewart over here on the left wing. Stewart will go set a screen for Bishop and then swing around. McGill will get the ball off to Boston to Corso. Corso trying to work that baseline. Almost dribbled the ball off his leg. He'll give it up to Bishop. Bishop will swing it back up top to Corso. Into Boston they'll go. They'll swing it to Stewart on the far side for three. Bottom of the net. Don't look now, but the Litchfield Purple Panthers have caught fire from three-point line as John Corso has scored one, and Blaine Stewart's hit two now. Andre going to go to the hole, and he'll go to the line as he was hacked in the act. And he will shoot two.
Foul on the Panthers, number 50, Anthony Boston.
Boston will pick up the foul. That'll be his first. Team's fifth, Nick Andre to shoot a pair. He'll eye that first one. He'll try that first one. He'll buy that first one. Nothing but net on that one. Belliver will come back in, replacing McCammick in the topper lineup. As Andre gets ready for free throw number two, he'll eye it again. He'll try it again, but he can't buy this one. Boston comes away with the rebound. He'll dish it off to Bishop, and Bishop will bring it down with 5:20 to go till halftime. Boston gets the ball at the post. He's looking inside to see who he can find. Can't find anybody, so he'll go to McGill. McGill back to Boston, swings it over to Corso. Corso's going to drive into the lane. He'll spin. He'll drive round and round, and finally it goes down. John Corso got a good roll on that one as it went around the rim about three times. Finally dropped in. As it drops in, we'll have a timeout on the floor. Litchfield 22, Hillsborough 17. 5:07 to go until halftime when we come back on WSMI. Megan Cordy, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker up here on the stage with just a few of my friends. I don't think anybody in the Hillsborough High School stayed home tonight. We have the bleachers filled behind us, and we have two deep all the way across the front of the stage as these kids are having a good time tonight. This is the third meeting this year between Litchfield and Hillsborough. Litchfield defeated Hillsborough 69-57 back in December in the Carlinville Holiday Tournament. Hillsborough turned the tables and defeated Litchfield 82-74 at the Litchfield Tournament last month. So this is the rubber match of the series, the third time they'll meet this year. Hillsborough trailing by five will get the ball in, bring it down to Andre. Baseline jumper, no good. On the rebound, it's up, and it's no good. Boston comes up with it as Smail missed one from the left side. Boston comes away with a rebound. Now with 4:44 showing on that clock, we're going to have a foul called against
number 11, Blaine Stewart.
Blaine Stewart is going to get called with his hand in the cookie jar, as they say. That'll be his first. That will be the 16th foul against LHS. And the Toppers will be in the bonus the rest of the half after they inbounds. To Matush goes, now over to Andre. Andre on the right wing, goes back to Matush in the lane. Matush goes down the left side of the lane, kicks it back up to Tekin. Oh, Tekin finds a nice pass. They'll kick it back up top, get it off to Bellever. Now Bellever back to Smale as they'll reset. Good ball handling there by the Toppers, but no shots resulting. Now it's Andre stopping and popping from 12, and that's good. He went into traffic, showed no fear whatsoever. Stopped and popped, give him three, makes it a three-point game. Litchfield 22, Hillsboro 19, Boston with the ball on the free throw line. He'll go off to Corso. Corso going to go down the left side of the lane, off the glass, and good. John Corso being a very strong driver to the basket here tonight, and it's worked out well for him. Now the other way, it's Andre with a little finesse, and he picks up his fifth point of the game. Back to a three-point game, 24-21. Litchfield with the lead and the ball. Bishop gives it off to Corso. Corso loses the handle. They're going to say it was last touch by the Toppers. Vogel ready to re-enter the lineup as he'll replace Bellever in the Topper lineup. And I thought there was going to be, no, one of the Purple Panthers was going to report in, but instead he's heading down to the other end. Now it's Corso in the lane. He went into traffic, could not get the shot to drop. Vogel comes up with the rebound. He'll stop, give it off to Smale. Back up top to Vogel, thought about a three. Instead, he'll give it over to Andre. Andre with a nice pass to Matush on a baseline. His shot won't go. Good play. The operation was a success, but the patient died. Could not get the shot to drop. It's been the kind of that time, kind of night for the Toppers here, making some good plays, just not finishing them off. Now the other way, it's Sturt at the elbow. He'll stop, he'll pop, it'll crawl in. Blaine Sturt has a couple of threes. Now he's got a two. Give him 8 points, make it a five-point lead for the Purple Panthers. Andre with the ball goes over to Smale on the side. Inside they'll go, and going to be a hand check foul called, and this is going to go against Anthony Boston, as Boston's going to pick up his second. So Boston has two, and Niehaus has two. To the free throw line will go Gavin Matush. Matush is 3 for 4 from the charity stripe tonight. He'll be shooting the 1-and-1. He gets the ball. He'll take a couple of dribbles. Bend those knees. Now he'll eye it. Now he'll try it. Now he'll buy it. Not the most picturesque shot. It rattled around, but once it goes down and they put it on the scoreboard, it looks just the same as a swish. He'll get another one, as he now has 4 points, looking for number five. Nope, this one goes off backhand. Oh, did Andre ever sky for that one? But he came down, lost his balance, and lost the ball. It goes over to Litchfield with 2:40 to go. Corso that time is bullying his way in there as he simply backed in. Defender fell back, but they decided there wasn't enough contact to call a foul. And so Corso comes up with his 9th point of the quarter, his 16th point of the game, folks. We're still at halftime. Smale thought about a three. Instead, he'll give it off to Tekin. Tekin's three is too long, too strong. Fighting for the rebound, it goes out of bounds. Going to be last touch by Blaine Sturp of the Purple Panthers. These two teams showing what rivalry basketball is all about. They're going after every loose ball. They are playing with a lot of intensity here this evening. Smale going to get the ball in to Matush. Matush going to try to drive. He loses control. Boston comes up with it. Seventh turnover on the game for the Toppers, and with 2:05 to go till halftime, Purple Panthers have a 6-point lead and the ball. Sturt with the ball over on the right wing. He wants to drive baseline, and as he tries to go around Dylan Smale, Smale gets caught with his hand in the cookie jar. He'll pick up the foul. That'll be his first. That'll be the fourth team foul against Hillsboro. With 2:01 showing until halftime, Corso will be the trigger man for the Purple Panthers. He's looking. He's still looking. He finally gets it in to McGill. McGill back to Boston. Boston kicks it back to McGill. Now to Corso over on the far corner. He comes up top from the right side. He directs Sturt to get out of the way. Now he'll go down the lane, slide and glide. Andre from behind with a clean block. Now behind the back dribble. Now spin. Now to the basket. It's up. It's good. And he's going to the foul line. He got the bucket. He got the bruise, an outstanding individual effort by Nick Andre. The foul is going to go against Blake McGill. McGill will pick up his first as he will have a seat, and he'll be replaced in the lineup there by Chase Hires. Andre to the free throw line to attempt to complete an old-fashioned yet very spectacular three-point play and see if he can draw the toppers to within three. He'll eye it. He'll try it. He'll buy it. It caught front iron. It kicked and rolled over, kissed the backboard, then dropped back through. 28-25, Litchfield with the lead and the ball. 1:35 to go till halftime. Bishop brings the ball down. Brady over on the left side. He'll dribble back up. Oh, pass is going to be deflected and stolen by Vogel. He'll take it in for a left-hand layup. It won't go. Matush with a follow, and it's good. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is exactly why you follow the play all the way. The layup rolled off, but Matush was there to get the offensive rebound and the putback to make this a one-point game. Litchfield 28, Hillsboro 27. 1:05 to go till halftime. Corso with the ball being guarded by Andre. He wants to stop. He'll give it off to Boston. Back over to Stewart. Stewart wants to roll to the baseline. It's shut off. He'll give it back to Corso. These fans from both schools, they are really making some noise tonight because they're enjoying some good high school basketball. Forget the records. These guys are playing with their hearts tonight. Shots missed, but the Purple Panthers come up with a rebound. Bishop's trying to spin his way to the basket. He'll give it off to Stewart. Stewart to Corso. Thought about a three in the corner. Now he'll go baseline. Shots up. No good, but he's hacked in the act. And he'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. This will go on Jace Teakin. Teakin will pick up his second. Corso to the free throw line. He's one for two from there tonight. He'll eye the first one. He'll try the first one. Nope, can't buy that first one. Kicked off back iron. The lefty will get another. As Boston's going to have a seat, and coming into the game, Cameron Crow, the 6-foot sophomore, had a very good game in the JV game, which Hillsboro won 44-37. He'll come in for some varsity action here as Corso eyes the second one, tries the second one, buys the second one. Could have been somebody in the lane a little bit early, but the officials kind of let that one go. 29-27, Litchfield with the lead, Hillsboro with the ball. 20 seconds to go till halftime. Over on the wing, it's Belliver. He'll give it back up top to Smale. Smale to Vogel. Vogel over on the right side, kicks it over to Andre on the left side. To Matush, to the basket. Shots blocked, and Corso comes away with it. 10 seconds to go. Corso traveled with the ball. He got caught in a double team. Tried to go behind his back, and that's not always a good thing to do with a double team. Turnover number three on LHS will give Hillsboro the ball as they will inbound with 9 seconds to go. Vogel will bring it across midcourt. He'll take it over from left to right, down in the corner. He'll give to Andre. Back to Vogel for three on the horn. Will not go. We have come to halftime, and it is the Litchfield Purple Panthers 29, the Hillsboro Hilltoppers 27. What an exciting first half of basketball. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the first half of action that you've been listening to on WSMI. Cordy is our producer back in the studio. She's done double duty here. Of course, in game number one, you saw or listened to Nokomis picking up their 20th win of the season, and they will be headed now into tournament play. Next week, they will be going to Macon Meridian for regional tournament play, and we will follow them as long as they go, as far as they go. But first things first, we've got to finish game number two here this evening on a Friday night. This will end our regular season broadcast, and it will be Litchfield and Hillsboro second half action as Litchfield has taken a 27-29 lead, thanks in no small part to an 18-point second quarter in which they outscored Hillsboro 18-12, and they now have a 29-27 lead over the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. Both teams are back on the floor getting some warm-ups in before we begin the action of the second half. Hillsboro decked out in their white uniforms with the orange numerals and the orange and black trim. Toppers have scored quarters of 15 and 12 and trail by two here at halftime. Litchfield, on the other hand, they're in their purple uniforms with the white numerals and the silver and white trim. As they head back to get a few last-minute instructions from their coach, they have a two-point lead as we head into the third quarter. And after two quarters of play, it is Hillsboro 27, Litchfield 29. The visitors from the west with a two-point lead. Litchfield coming off a 64-44 loss at Greenville Tuesday night. The Hilltoppers, they had a big win here against the Piesaw Birds, defeating Southwestern 73-60. And I don't think the game was really as close as the final score would indicate. Anyway, the Toppers, a much-needed victory, gave them their 10th win of the season. The Purple Panthers looking for that 10th win of the season here tonight. Teakin with the ball to start the second half. He'll go in the lane. His shot comes up short. Niehaus comes up with the rebound. Off, he'll give it to Corso. Corso's going to do a little driving down the far side. Now he'll try to go inside to Niehaus. Almost had the pass picked away. Instead, it goes off to Bishop in the corner. Bishop with a bounce pass off to Stewart. He'll stop at the free throw line. Thought about a shot. Instead, he kicked it back to Bishop. Bishop wasn't ready for it. It goes off of his hands and out of bounds. Only turnover number four on the Purple Panthers, and that's one of the reasons why they have a lead here as we enter the third quarter of action. Vogel will bring the ball down for the Toppers. He'll give it over to Smail on the right wing. In to Teakin, back to Smail for three. They're going to say he was fouled after the shot. The shot did not go. The foul is going to go against McGill. McGill will pick up his third. It was a foul after the shot. And so I'm not sure they're really figuring out who it was. I think the foul should have. There's some. Coach Vanzo called Logan. They're trying to talk things over who it will go against. I think it should go against Corso.
There's three fouls on the play, 42, 11, 22. Those were falling out.
42 is going to get the foul, and that's, I believe, what should have happened. In any event, Hillsboro gets the ball back. It'll go to Vogel out top. He'll set the offense, bring it over here on the wing to Smail, to Teakin, to the lane. Up, off the glass, no good. Niehaus with a rebound. He'll clear it out to Corso. John will take it down the floor over on the left side. He'll spin into the lane. Nice bounce pass to Niehaus, and a good short jumper there by Niehaus as he went off the glass, but Corso set him up with the outstanding pass. Makes it a four-point lead for LHS. Same way they go the other way as this one goes to Matush. Exactly the same play as it went high post, low post. Matush off the glass. A two-point game once again. 31-29, Litchfield with the lead and the ball. Corso's going to force his way down the lane. Comes up a little bit short, fighting for his rebound. He gets his own, and there's Bishop on the miss. And the putback, Brady Bishop with his first 2 points of the game, an offensive rebound and a putback for the 5'10 senior Bishop. To the other end we go. Matush makes that move to the basket again. Give him 10 points on the game, make it a two-point game once again. 33-31, Litchfield with the lead and the ball. Stewart wants to spin to the lane. He'll stop, give off to Bishop over on the right side. Bishop with a bounce pass. Oh, Corso slid trying to get to that ball. Couldn't come up with it, and then slid into the bleachers. Thankfully, he gets up. It seems like he's all right. Turnover number five on LHS. They only had three the whole first half. They've had two in the first 2 minutes of the third quarter. 33-31. Hillsboro with the ball. Could take the lead, or could tie, or take the lead. Smail thought about a three. Instead, he dribbles around and kicks it off to Vogel. Vogel's picked up by Bishop. He doesn't have a shot, so he'll swing it over to Andre. Andre with his pass inside gives the ball off to Belliver. Belliver's shot will not go. Purple Panthers come up with a rebound. 5:30 to go, third quarter. Litchfield has a two-point lead and the ball. Bishop with a behind-the-back dribble got the ball away when Smail thought he was going to have a takeaway. Now it goes to McGill, back to Stewart. Stewart going to pop a three. Off front iron, no good. Andre comes up with the rebound. He leads the attack down the floor. He'll go into the lane. He's bumped, gets the ball off to Vogel. Vogel going to go back inside to Matush. He'll go through the lane. He'll spin. He'll give off to Vogel. Lost control, regain control. And a travel going to be called against the Toppers. Just when they thought they had things under control, they get caught for the turnover. That will be turnover number 8 on the Toppers. And with 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter, Bishop will bring the ball down against Smale. He'll stop. He'll give the ball off to Stewart. Stewart goes into the lane, kicks it out to Niehaus. Niehaus with a pump fake goes to the lane. He kicks off to Corso for three. Off the back iron, no good. Niehaus fighting for the rebound. As they bounced it hard, it goes off the end line, and they're going to say it goes off of Niehaus. So that'll be turnover number six, as Tekin will replace Smale in the lineup. Tekin will inbound to Vogel with 4:39 to go here in the third quarter. 33-31, Litchfield with the lead, Hillsboro with the ball. Vogel over here to Andre. Andre gives it off to Matush. Matush got away with a double dribble. Gives it back up top to Andre. Over on the side it goes to Tekin. Tekin goes to inside to Matush. As Matush goes down the lane, this is going to go against Niehaus, as Niehaus could not get his feet set early enough. He'll sit down with three fouls. Replacing him in the lineup will be Anthony Boston. Chase Tekin will inbound under his own basket. 33-31, Litchfield with the ball. Hillsboro with the Litchfield with the lead. Hillsboro with the ball. Get it straight, coach. Ball goes out of bounds, so the Toppers will inbound again. They trail by two. Litchfield 33, Hillsboro 31. Tekin in the corner, inbounds it to Vogel. Vogel brings around top on the dribble to Andre. Andre to Matush. Matush down the left side of the lane. He's double-teamed, gets it off to Andre. Stops and pops from the elbow. It won't go. Bishop comes up with a rebound. Numbers are not there, so he'll back it out. Now he'll hesitate and give the ball off to Corso. Corso had somebody get a hand on it. They did not call the foul. Now lead pass to Tekin. It's up, and it's good. Jace Tekin got out ahead of the crowd. His fourth point of the game ties this up 33-33. 3:50 to go in the third quarter. Foul going to be called against the Toppers. A little bit of extracurricular there. They're going to call the foul on Andre. As you can probably hear, a lot of the crowd was not too happy with that call. Andre will pick up his second foul. Corso will inbound for the Purple Panthers underneath his own basket. He'll get it into Stewart. Stewart wanted a roll. Instead, he'll give to McGill for a three. Bottom of the net. Blake McGill has a three to go along with a two. Give him 5 points. It's a three-point lead, 36-33. Now a turnover on the Toppers is a little errant pass. Corso goes the other way, and he gets a shot to drop. 19 on the game for John Corso, and Coach Joe Vanzo doesn't like the way his team has been playing. Somewhat out of control here the last couple of trips down the floor. They trail 38-35. Litchfield with the lead. Toppers with the ball when we come back in just a moment. But right now we're going to keep it right here because we want to look ahead to next week as to where these two teams are going. Next week, Hillsboro will be going to the Gillespie Regional, where they will play the host team, Gillespie, Monday the 24th at 7 o'clock. On Tuesday the 25th, Litchfield has the unenviable task of facing Breeze Central at Gillespie at 6 o'clock. So first round games show Hillsboro taking on Gillespie Monday at 7. Breeze Central taking on Litchfield Tuesday at 6. Also in that quarterfinal action, it will be Staunton and Carlinville doing battle Tuesday at 7:30 from Gillespie. And, of course, these teams are pretty much all bracketed in that Gillespie tournament. Most of our area teams are. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, it'll be Topper Ball. You're listening to WSMI. Well, the Toppers had worked back to tie things up at 33. Now they've seen that the game go out of their control and into the control of the Purple Panthers, who now lead by five at the 3:05 mark. Topper's shot is no good. Panthers come away with the rebound. McGill with a short jumper from the left side. It won't go. Vogel, however, coming down the floor, loses control of the ball. Turnover number 10 on HHS. And Brady with a three-point attempt on the corner will not go. And going to be out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by the Purple Panthers. Andre very fortunate there. He didn't get called for a foul. But in any event, with 2:48 to go here in the third quarter, the Toppers trailing by five, 38-33, they'll get the ball back. Smale will trigger it in to Tekin. Jace will bring the ball down, and they'll set the offense up with Matush at the high post. Over on the wing, it goes to Smale, now to Matush. He's into a double team, so he'll kick the ball back out, then get it back, gives it back over to Smale in the corner. Smale to Matush from the elbow. It's good. Gavin Matush with his 6th point of the quarter, his 12th point of the game, makes it a 3-point ball game. Litchfield 38, Hillsboro 35. Stewart with the ball over on the left side, gives it off to Boston. Boston almost has his 5th. He's able to get control back. Shot deep in the corners, up, and it's good. Stewart with a 3. As that time, Blaine Stewart drained the 3 from deep in the right corner as he got bottom of the net. And that is his 3rd 3 of the game. All told, 5 trays on the night for Litchfield, and they have a 41-35 lead as we have a timeout on the floor. 2:10 to go in the 3rd quarter. Litchfield 41, Hillsboro 35, back after these messages on WSMI. Following the timeout, the Toppers will bring the ball down the floor. Jace Teakin will bring it down on a dribble across midcourt, gives it over to Andre over on the left corner. Back up top, it goes to the other side. Now to Teakin, who'll stop and pop from the elbow. It won't go. Bishop comes up with a rebound. He'll head back the other way. Purple Panthers will slow things up. Stewart will get the ball. They'll give it off to Corso. Corso between the circles gives the ball off to Blaine Stewart. Now back to Boston, who's come out to the head of the key. Backdoor cut for Stewart. It's not there. They'll swing it over to McGill. Thought about a 3. Instead, he tries to go inside. Andre knocks it out of bounds. 100 seconds for the 3rd quarter. 41-35, Litchfield with the lead and the ball. Corso will trigger it in. He's looking for McGill. Can't find him. And now a 5-second call is going to be made against the Purple Panthers. That will be turnover number 7. Gives the ball back to Hillsboro as we go into the final 90 seconds of the 3rd quarter. 6-point lead for the Purple Panthers. Oh, a nice drive there by Matush, as he's pretty much taken over action here at this end of the floor. He has 8 points out of the 10 for the Toppers here in the 3rd quarter. Back the other way, Stewart's shot is rejected, and Matush comes away with the rebound. He'll come down. Stewart has sights on him from behind. Instead, he'll go to Teakin. Teakin's shot rolls off the rim, but I believe Anthony Boston going to get called for the reach-in foul. Indeed, it will be on Boston. That'll be his 3rd. So now all of a sudden, Litchfield has to start thinking about the foul situation. Boston with 3, Niehaus with 3, and McGill with 3. Teakin going to shoot 2. First one will not go. Jace with 4 points on the game. We'll get another one. Boston will have a seat as Cameron Crow will enter the lineup for LHS. Teakin going to eye the second one. Going to try the second one. Going to buy the second one. So he's 1 for 2. And that makes Litchfield 7 for 11 from the free throw line. And we head to the final minute of the 3rd quarter. 41-38. Litchfield with a 3-point lead. McGill turns the ball over as he went in the lane, picked up his dribble, had nowhere to go with it. Oh, a nice pass from Teakin, diagonal to Andre. Andre off the glass. He got the bucket. He got the bruise. He'll go to the free throw line to attempt to complete the old-fashioned 3-point play. Corso's going to pick up the foul. That'll be his 2nd. Andre's going to get 2, gives him 10, looking for point number 11 as he eyes it. Tries it. Oh, they're going to say he didn't make that basket. I thought the shot did go in. But anyway, he'll get another one. So Andre is still sitting on 8 points. Now he's got 9. He made the 2nd one. I thought that basket had gone in, but evidently it rolled off. In any event, 40 seconds to go, 3rd quarter. 41-39, Litchfield with the lead and the ball. Corso into the lane. Corso with a charge foul as he kind of dropped that shoulder going into the lane. He'll pick up personal foul number 3. Don't look now, but McGill, Corso, Niehaus, and Boston, all of them have 3 fouls here with 37 seconds to go in the 3rd quarter. Corso's going to have a seat. He will be replaced by Chase Hires. 5'8 junior. At halftime, Hillsborough trailed by two. They still find themselves trailing by two as we go into the final 30 seconds of the third quarter. Andre passed the ball into the lane, right into the hands of the waiting Purple Panthers. That was just a mental error that is unexplainable. So with 10 seconds to go, Litchfield gets the ball back. Hires takes the ball over to McGuire. McGuire tries to find a cutting Stewart. He threw it behind him, and it goes out of bounds. So after committing only three turnovers in the first half, Litchfield has committed six turnovers here in the third quarter. With 8.6 seconds to go, it will be the Toppers getting one more chance to perhaps tie or take the lead here. Tekin with the ball, gets a screen, swings it back up top to Smale. They'll swing it back over to Andre for three. Off the iron, no good, and it falls to the floor, and that's the way the third quarter ends. After three quarters of play here at Hillsborough High School, it is Litchfield 41, Hillsborough 39, back with the fourth quarter after these messages on WSMI. Litchfield will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. And Gavin Matush gets called for a foul 1 second into the quarter. They're checking out Cameron Crow. I don't know if it's his eye. Looks like it might be an eye injury, and Coach Drew Logan is looking down the bench. He's in a situation now where he has so many players with three fouls, he really would like to have gotten a few more minutes out of Crow. Niehaus will replace him in the lineup. And the Purple Panthers will inbound with 7:59 to go here in the fourth quarter. They have a two-point lead and the ball. Long pass comes into the backcourt to Bishop. Brady will take it across midcourt over on the left side. He'll dribble over between the circles, now head to the right. This time he'll throw it in the corner and cut through. Stewart follows him, cuts through as well. Now Hires with the ball. Hires going to be a blocking foul called on Dylan Smale as Smale tried to do a little bump and run defense, and he got called for the bump. That'll be his second. That will be the third team foul against the Toppers. So Litchfield will inbounds. It'll come into Bishop. Bishop to Hires. Back over to Sturt for three. Bottom of the net. Blaine Sturt. 14 points on the night. On four threes and a two. He has had a consistent hot hand. Two threes in the second, one three in the third, one three here in the fourth. Matush with the ball, kicks it up top to Tekin. Toppers trailing by five. We'll get the ball off to Matush. He'll try to bounce it into Andre, and it's poked away for turnover number 12 on HHS. 7 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. 44-39, Litchfield with the lead and the ball. Bishop off the glass and good. Brady Bishop, while falling to the floor, still was able to get that one high off the glass. Back the other way is Tekin's shot. It will not go. And the Purple Panthers come away with it as Tekin and Stewart got tangled up there. They tripped each other up. They're kind of laughing as they go back down the floor. Looked like bowling pins. Now Tekin's going to get called for a foul. On the reach in, that will be his third, and it'll be Litchfield's ball out of bounds. Blaine Stewart will inbound right in front of the Purple Panther bench. They lead 46-39, 7-point lead, perhaps their biggest of the game. McGill out to Bishop. Bishop thought about a three. Instead, he'll drive that baseline off balance. His shot is rejected. Tekin comes away with it. Tekin's going to go all the way to the basket. And a blocking foul is going to be called against the Purple Panthers. This one, I believe, is going to go against Austin Niehaus. Niehaus will pick up his fourth. Boston will replace Niehaus in the lineup after the first of these two free throws. Tekin with 5 points tonight, one for two from the charity stripe. He'll eye the first, try the first, and buy the first. So it's Boston in, Niehaus out. Corso's going to enter the game, and Hires is going to leave the game for Coach Drew Logan. They're nursing a 46-40 lead as Tekin gets his second free throw. Take one dribble, bend those knees, eye it, try it, and buy it. 7 points on the game for Jace Teakin, the 6'2 junior. Makes it a five-point game, 46-41. Litchfield with the lead and the ball as we approach the six-minute mark. Bishop sends it into the corner at Corso, then cuts through to the far wing. Now a backdoor cut, but it's not there. To Sturt for three. Head of the key. Bottom of the net. Blaine Sturt with his second tray of the quarter gives him 17 points on the game. At the six-minute mark, Litchfield has opened up an eight-point lead. Matush with a little finger roll over the front of the rim. It's a soft touch for his 16th point. Back to a six-point game, 49-43. Litchfield with the lead and the ball as we hit the 5:40 mark here in the fourth quarter. Bishop getting a screen from Corso. He'll go over to the left side. Thought about a shot. Now he'll drive off the glass, rolls off the rim. Will that go? Boston with a rebound. It's going to roll in, and he's going to get a bucket and a bruise. Count that basket, they said. Drake Vogel will pick up the foul. That will be his first. Anthony Boston, believe it or not, his first points of the game. And he'll go to the free throw line to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Smale is out as Belliver enters the lineup for the Toppers, who trail by eight. Make it nine. Biggest lead of the game for the Purple Panthers, thanks in no small part to Blaine Sturt catching fire from the three-point line. Teakin kicks it inside. Too hot to handle for Matush. Turnover number 13. They'll go back the other way. Corso goes up, and Andre, I believe, is going to get called for the foul. And it'll go to the free throw line. Nope. They're going to call that foul on Matush. That will be his third. It will send Corso to the free throw line as he's going to shoot a pair, but not until we have a timeout on the floor. 5:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. Litchfield 52, Hillsboro 43. Back after these messages on WSMI. Megan Cordy, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker up on the stage. Some outstanding basketball being played by both teams tonight. Litchfield on an eight-game losing streak. They really are in need of a win as they will head into regional play and take on Breeze Central next Tuesday. Sitting with nine wins on the season, looking for win number 10. They're 5 minutes and 20 seconds away from that. Hillsboro, on the other hand, they're 10 and 20, coming off a win over Southwestern on Tuesday night. They're looking to see if they can pick up win number 11. John Corso to the free throw line. He'll shoot a couple. Long sleeves underneath his jersey. The lefty will eye it, try it, and buy it. That was point number 20 for John Corso, the 5'11 senior. He'll get another one, as again, he'll take a dribble. He'll spin that ball in his hands. Now another dribble. Now another spin. Now he eyes it. Now he tries it. Now he buys it. 21 points on the night for John Corso as the lead has swelled to 11. 54-43. Vogel, haven't heard from him in a while. Bottom of the net. His first tray since way back in the first quarter gives him 14 points. If the Toppers are to make a comeback, he's probably going to have some more threes from Drake Vogel. Bishop gets the ball off to Corso. Corso thought about driving the lane. Instead, he'll pull it out. Keeps it on the dribble with 4:44 showing on the fourth quarter clock. Now a nice little shovel pass to Boston. His shot comes up short, and the Toppers come away with a rebound. Andre brings it down on the dribble. He wants to go down the left side of the lane. Standing in the way there was Boston as he did a good job of not moving. And yet when the rebound was taken and shot, the foul is going to be called on the Purple Panthers, and they're going to call that one on Boston. And Boston was so sure that he had held his ground that he wouldn't get the foul called. Instead, he gets the fourth one picked on him, or put on him, and to the free throw line, Gavin Matush. It is a 1-1 for Matush. He'll eye the first. He'll try the first. He can't buy the first. Caught back iron, kicked off the side. Corso comes up with the rebound. 4:25 to go. as the toppers try to put some full court pressure. Vogel with a poke from behind. It is stolen away. It goes to Tekin. Tekin's shot is up, and it's good. 4 and a quarter, 9 in the game for Tekin. Don't look now, but they've come back within 6, have the toppers. Bishop, being guarded by Tekin, goes behind his back and has his pocket tick. Turnover number 11 on the topper, or on the Purple Panthers. And Andre lays it over the edge of the rim for his 11th point of the night. All of a sudden, it's a 4-point game. Coach Logan watching intently as his team gets the ball down inside the 3-point line. The shot's up and no good. And now the toppers come back the other way as it is thrown away, as that time Bellever could not catch up with it. When he threw it right into the hands of the Purple Panthers. So trailing by 4, it was not a good possession for Hillsboro. Now they'll go the other way, and Vogel is going to get called for the reach-in foul. That will send John Corso to the free throw line. He was just there a moment ago and made 2 out of 2. He has 21 points, looking for 22. He found it. He'll get another one. That increases that lead back to 5. 55-50, Litchfield with the lead. Corso going to eye the second one, going to try the second one. This one rolls out. It will not go in. Bellever comes up with the rebound. Back quickly, they'll go to Vogel in the corner for 3. Nope, it won't go. Fighting for the rebound. Vogel's in there. He gets his rebound and the putback, and it's good. 5 points in the quarter, 16 points in the game. 55-52, Litchfield under duress, clinging to the 3-point lead. Now another takeaway is a poke check from Andre. He gets the ball. He gets to the basket. It won't go. Trying to get the ball off of a Purple Panther. Instead, Matush had already stepped out of bounds, so the ball will go back over to Litchfield. Let's set it for you here. 3:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. A huge crowd tonight for senior night. The Litchfield fans, they've traveled quite well as well. 3:10 to go in the fourth quarter. It is Litchfield 55. It is Hillsboro 52. It will be Litchfield ball when we come back following this timeout on WSMI. Megan Cordy, our producer tonight of both of our games. You heard Nokomis with a resounding victory in game number 1. And this one looks like it's going to go down to the wire. Gary Boker up here on the stage enjoying the heck out of this one. Krog got popped, no call made. Back the other way, it's McGill for 3. Will not go. They'll fight for the rebound. Corso comes away with it. 3 minutes to go as Litchfield maintains possession. Corso to the basket. It is good. John Corso simply made sure he went to the ball, to the hole strong, and he got that shot to go off the glass and in. Matush trying to do the same thing at the other end. Nope. He'll give it off to Tekin. Tekin back up top to Vogel. Now to Andre. Andre with a reverse layup. It won't go. Matush with a layup, and it's good. Matush picks up the bucket, giving him 18 points on the night, and he's going to go to the free throw line to attempt to complete the old-fashioned 3-point play. Cameron Crow will pick up the foul. He will now leave the game as Niehaus will come back into the ball game. Matush eyes it. And a violation by Bellever, in the lane negates that free throw. And so Litchfield, clinging to the 3-point lead, will face pressure defense. Now Bishop is going to, oh, I thought he was going to lose the ball out of bounds on the sideline, but they're going to say Tekin touched it last. Tika's not arguing. Just good, hard hustle by both players. Good heads-up basketball. To Niehaus. Back to Corso. Corso to McGill. Off the glass. Will not go. Out of bounds. Last touch by the Purple Panthers. And so Hillsboro will get the ball back. 2-2-2 showing on the fourth quarter clock. Smale will come in as he will replace Bellever in the topper lineup. 57-54, Litchfield with a 3-point lead. Vogel and the toppers bring the ball down. Up top to Smale, to Vogel, to Matush. Matush to Andre. Andre with a reverse layup. It's good! And the foul's going to go against John Corsell. Andre with a reverse layup was quite an acrobatic move just to get the shot to drop. Corsell picks up the foul on the play. That will be his fourth. And so that will send Andre to the free throw line to attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. It's up and it's good, and we're tied at 57 as we hit the two-minute mark. Bishop ahead to McGill. McGill's shot, no, he passes out instead. He'll bring it back outside to Bishop. Bishop dribbling over on the left side. He'll back it out, being guarded by Smail. Swings it over to Corsell. Corsell being guarded by Andre. Over on the right side, the fans are all standing as they are really enjoying some exciting basketball. The students over here on the stage, they're having an awesome time. This is what high school basketball is all about. 57-57, Bishop with the ball out top. 90 seconds to go. Bishop's going to drive and then pull out. He'll give the ball off to McGill. He finds the baseline open, tries to go across the baseline, and instead there's going to be a foul called. And who are they going to call that one on? They'll call it against Andre on the loose ball. Nick will pick up his third. That is the 18th foul. So it will be free throws coming for the Purple Panthers as Austin Niehaus will step to the free throw line. He's got 4 points on the night. This is his first time at the charity stripe. 1, 2, 3, showing on the fourth quarter clock. We're tied 57-57. Niehaus eyes the first, tries the first, buys the first. That was true blue. He'll get another one. 5 points on the night for the 6'2 senior, Austin Niehaus. He'll eye the second one. He'll try the second one. He can't buy it. That goes off the side of the rim, and Andre comes down with a huge pass. And inside it goes to Vogel as Andre was skyborne, and he gets that ball into Vogel. Vogel gets the shot to drop. And as a result, it's 59-58. Hillsboro with the lead now. Litchfield with the ball. What an outstanding pass by Andre that time, finding Vogel at the basket. Back the other way, Litchfield misses the shot. Now they try to get the ball inside. McGill gets the ball out. His shot is blocked by Vogel. Vogel's going to pull it out with 45 seconds to go. It's Hillsboro with the ball and a one-point lead. Vogel being guarded by Bishop. He'll get the ball off to Andre. Andre almost had his pocket picked from behind. And now I believe Niehaus is going to pick up the foul as he had to get the clock stopped. Niehaus is going to pick up foul number 5. And he will have a seat with 36 seconds to go in this one. 5 points on the night. Team foul number 10 on the Purple Panthers. Andre to the free throw line to shoot 2. He'll eye the first after a couple of dribbles. Try the first. That one rolled off. It hit back iron. It jumped up, caught front iron, rolled back, hit the backboard, and then slid off the side. He'll get another one. 14 points in the night for Andre. Looking for 15. He found it. And so it's a two-point lead for the Toppers with 30 seconds to go. Bishop bringing the ball down, being guarded by Teakin. Gets the ball over in the corner. Back up top, it goes to Boston. Boston to McGill. Corsell, he'll drive baseline. He'll go off the glass. Nope. He'll go to the floor, and then he'll get up and go to the line as he was hacked in the act. So with 21 seconds to go, Andre is going to be called for his fourth foul. To the free throw line will go John Corsell. 24 points on the night. Two free throws here could tie it up. Nope. First one kicks off back iron. The lefty will get another one. 21 seconds to go. I think Coach Logan has already told the official he wants a timeout if he makes it. His second one, he'll eye it, he'll try it, and he'll buy it. And they will indeed take a timeout. Hillsboro 60. Litchfield 59. So the Toppers have a one-point lead. The Toppers have the ball with 21 seconds to go when we come back on WSMI. Following the timeout it will be Hillsboro's ball at the other end of the floor. They lead by one. Hillsboro with 60. Litchfield with 59. Tekin will inbound, and he can traverse the end line as the timeout came following a made basket. It will come in to Matush. Matush pass is blocked. McGill has it for the Purple Panthers. He'll get the ball off to Boston. Boston to Sturt with 10 seconds to go. Bishop has it. Bishop to the hole. Foul going to be called against the Toppers as Bishop went strong to the basket and drew the foul on Chase Tekin. Will pick up his fourth. To the free throw line for the first time tonight will be Brady Bishop to shoot two, with his team trailing by one. Bishop eyes the first, tries the first, and buys the first. That will tie things up 60 to 60. Bishop will have a second free throw when we come back following this timeout. 8.2 seconds showing on the fourth quarter clock. 60-60. Hillsboro, Litchfield doesn't get any closer than this. Can't get much better than this. Bishop to the free throw line when we come back following these messages on WSMI. I can only hope that you have enjoyed listening to this game half as much as I have enjoyed witnessing it. Brady Bishop, the 5'10 senior, playing in his final regular season game of his high school career, with the chance to give the Purple Panthers the lead with 8 seconds to go. He'll eye that free throw. He'll try that free throw. He'll buy that free throw. One of the Toppers had stepped in early, but since the basket was good, they take the lead. They'll go to Matush to the hole, off the iron, no good. They'll fight for the loose ball. It goes out of bounds. It belongs to Litchfield with 0.3 seconds to go. The Purple Panthers have sensed that the losing streak may very well come to an end if they can simply get the ball in bounds. 0.3 seconds to go as they went down the floor. The shot was up and no good off the front of the iron by Matush, and the rebound went out of bounds, last touch by the Toppers. And so it will be Litchfield ball, 61-60. Litchfield with the lead and the ball to inbound. All they need to do is get somebody to touch the ball around mid-court on a long pass, as long as they don't pass it short for the Toppers to get an interception. The Toppers, on the other hand, they have got to try as they might to, one, get a 5-second count, which, as I said, Litchfield really doesn't have to throw it in to anybody in particular, just get the ball to the other end of the floor so that it is touched. John Corso will trigger it in. 0.3 seconds to go. Corso will look and look and look. And the pass goes out of bounds. The official said the clock ran out. And the Toppers are hoping that the ball could be in played by Hillsboro. No such luck, as our final score will read: Litchfield 61, Hillsboro 60. What a way to end the regular season. We'll come back and recap this exciting basketball that you've been listening to on WSMI. As this big crowd files out of the gymnasium, they have to be emotionally spent. These two teams, irregardless of what their record was for the season, they came out here tonight and put it all on the line. After one quarter of play, Hillsboro had a 15-11 lead. At halftime, Litchfield reversed that and took a 2-point lead into the locker room. Litchfield still led by two after three quarters, and they held on by being outscored by only one in the fourth quarter, and they win this one 61-60. An overdue victory for the Litchfield Purple Panthers, to say the least, but it is their 10th win on the season. As we look at the individual scoring for the Purple Panthers, they were led by 25 points from John Corso, as Corso had 6 for 10 free throws. He had a 3 and his quarters were 7 and 10, only 2 in the third quarter, but he came back with 6 points in that big fourth quarter, and he leads the way for the Purple Panthers, John Corso, with 25 points. Also in double figures, Blaine Sturt, the 5'10 sophomore, as he had 5 threes and a 2 for 17 points for Blaine Sturt. Then it was 6 points for Brady Bishop, who hit 2 big free throws there in the fourth quarter. 6 points for Bishop. 5 points for Blake McGill. 5 points for Austin Niehaus, who fouled out with about a half minute to go in the game. And the final 3 points from Anthony Boston. Quarters of 11, 18, 12, and 20. The Purple Panthers were 10 for 15 from the free throw line. They committed 12 turnovers, but they win this one to pick up their 10th win of the season, as Litchfield will go into the regionals at 10 and 19, and they finish their conference schedule at 2 and 7. For the Hillsboro Hilltoppers, who lose for the 21st time this season, they were led in scoring by Drake Vogel with 18 points and Gavin Matush with 18 points. As Vogel had 3 threes in the first quarter, then went silent in the second and third quarter, had 11 points going into the fourth quarter, picked up 7 points in that fourth quarter to finish with 18, as did Gavin Matush. Then it was 15 points for Nick Andre and 9 points for Jace Teakin. They were the only 4 to score for the Hilltoppers tonight, who had quarters of 15, 12, 12, and 21. They were 12 for 20 from the free throw line on the evening, committed 14 turnovers, and as we said, with the loss, they see their overall season record drop to 10 and 21. They will finish 3-6 in the South Central Conference play. Looking ahead for these two teams, of course, they will have regional tournament action coming next week at Gillespie. On Monday, Hillsboro will take on the host school Gillespie at 7 o'clock. On Tuesday, Litchfield will take on the fourth-seeded Breeze Central Cougars, and that game is at 6 o'clock on Tuesday. But for here, for now, from Hillsboro High School, we will bring to a close the regular season of IHSA 1 and 2A basketball in the area. And on the final game tonight, it was a thrilling one indeed, as Litchfield comes away with a 61-60 victory over the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. Hats off to both teams on a very well-played, highly contested, and yet good sportsmanship high school basketball game. At this time, we would like to take the opportunity to thank all of the fine folks here at Hillsboro for their hospitality. We really enjoy coming to do ball games from this historic gymnasium. Of course, we want to thank all of our sponsors, without whom we would not be able to bring you these exciting high school basketball games. And, of course, thank you to you fans for listening in. Special thanks goes back to the studio to Megan Cordy for producing our doubleheader tonight on Friday night. Nokomis with a big win in game number 1. And in game number 2, it goes to Litchfield 61-60. That's our final score. Gary Boker saying so long from the hard court.